Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum, we are now besties. Let's do this. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. How's it going, my friends, my community, my homies? How are you? If you're new here, welcome. My name is Talia Joy. I am so honored that our paths have crossed. Welcome. This podcast is all about manifestation, getting in alignment with your soul and the life that your soul intended for you, including, yes, the abundance, the freedom, the health, the success, everything that you have in your mind's eye. It is meant for you. That's part of the hack of this lifetime. What you see in your mind's eye is actually what's meant for you. And it's exciting to be on this journey as a deliberate creator, as a manifester, and I'm happy that you are here. So in this episode, we are going back to the basics. We are talking all about the basics of manifestation. And when I say basics, I don't mean necessarily the 101, the surface level, because you've found your way to the Awakening Her podcast. And I am anything but surface level. If you've worked with me or you know me, you know how true that is. Everything has got a million layers. But today, what we're going to talk about is kind of like the basics of what you really need to know about manifestation. So this is great if you're new to the journey, but also if you're wanting to just kind of clear all the noise. Sometimes when we get into self-growth, it's like, okay, do I surrender or do I do this? Or should I have an inner child ceremony? Or should I write out a gratitude list, you know, vision board? Like, what do I do? You know, you may be, as I say, new to this journey, but you also may be so knee deep in the manifestation journey that sometimes it gets convoluted and confusing. So either way, I've got your back. This is going to be a really great refresher and also to the point of what is manifestation and what does it really take to change your life. So I'm really excited for that. And before we dive into all of that, I want to ask, have you come and found me on Instagram? Are we Instagram friends? I would love to see you over there at Talia Joy Manifestation. That is one of the best ways to be up to the moment on what is going on in my world, workshops, clearings, free events, live events, all the good stuff. Also, if you want to stay up to date, my email list is a great place to do that as well. If you're not on there already, all the links are below for all of this stuff. And coming up next, I have something really exciting I want to share with you quickly, and it is called The Shift. It is a self-growth weekend, and it's all about navigating the goo phase, navigating your big shift that you're in. And the goo phase, there's a couple previous episodes talking about when you know you're ready for the shift. It talks really about that goo phase time. And I'm going to be talking about that more too in the next couple episodes. And so the goo phase is when we aren't where we were, but we're not yet where we're going, right? So you've been in this self-growth journey. There's probably a lot in your life you have shifted, a lot of, you know, movement that you've made and things you've changed in your life, but you're not quite in that next big level. That is what I call the goo phase. I explain it more in depth in other episodes, but it comes from the butterfly cycle. How the caterpillar goes into the chrysalis, breaks down completely into goo before being built back up into a butterfly. And it's this really in-between phase where, as I say, you're not the identity, the person that you were, but you're not yet fully wings formed, flying through the air, free and clear. You know, we're in between. And there's most of my communities in this place. I know I can relate deeply to being in the goo phase. And in some ways, We're always in goo phases in different areas, right? We're always in a shift of our next level, and sometimes it's not clear. So this self-growth weekend is all about moving you into your next level. So we're going to be freeing you from the past and really stepping out of those old dynamics and narratives and fully actively stepping into that next level. So the link is below. There's much more details on the actual sales page for the weekend. You can check that out and kind of there's more descriptions of like what we're going to get into, what it's going to look like, but it's 2 full days together. So it's going to be so powerful, April 20th and 21st. And you're also going to get a package in the mail with some gifts and some supportive materials, just a little ditty from me to really make the most of this weekend. So I'm really excited to do this with you. This is going to be so powerful for both of us. It's an honor for me to host such an event. And I am so excited already by the seekers that are signing up. So right now we're in the early bird phase. That won't last for long. You can save $111 by joining in this time. We just put out a payment plan as well as a VIP upgrade option for those of you that are knee deep in the work. So I wanted to mention that. That is called The Shift, and you can find the link for that below. Okay, so we are going to talk about manifestation, back to the basics, right? Rewind, let's go back. Let's really talk about what is manifestation? What does it mean? How do we do it? I'm going to offer all the goods here. So potent. So I like to remember that manifestation is truly the art of transformation. It is a process. The process of manifestation is also the process of transformation. And what's even trippier, you'll read about this in my book, it's also the process of awakening. Let me explain. As we manifest, as we transform, we literally turn our life, or maybe it's our bank account or whatever it is, our body, from one thing and transform it into a new thing. So going from being in debt into being in overflowing abundance, going from being single to being with love or with your love. Going from feeling unhealthy to healthy, right? You get it. It's the art of transformation. So manifestation is really the art of transformation, but it's also the art of deliberately creating, bringing something from your mind, from an energetic form. So it's a mind, it's in your mind, it's a desire, it's an idea, it's a dream, it's a wish, right? It's non-physical into physical. So these processes, it's really fascinating because it is part magic and it is part practical. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But it is really the art of transformation. So if you want to manifest more health into your life, you don't just sit on the couch and wish for more health. It's not just about setting out, you know, a desire list or making a vision board. It's actually about becoming that version of you, about deliberately creating those changes you want to see, and then also allowing yourself to be supported, guided, and moved forward by the universe. So again, I'll get more into the universal part in a minute, but really the art of manifestation is the art of transformation. There's very much a practical piece of it. If you want to manifest more money, at some point, there's like shifts that need to happen, right? Maybe you're overspending right now. You might want to tighten that up. Or maybe you're disconnected from your finances and you want to get, you know, more in bed with your finances. Maybe you need to, you know, ask for a raise at work or be open and available to new possibilities, new business ideas, new ventures, new collabs, whatever it is. So there is a very real part of us that needs to change. And in some ways, people think of manifestation almost just as the magical stuff, the stuff that like appeared out of nowhere or like the dream job. But you have manifested every single thing that's in your life, whether it's wanted or unwanted. You have manifested the home you live in, whether you own it or rent it or you're staying there crashing on a couch. You manifested that experience. You manifested the transformation that you've already gone through, the money you've already made, the progress with your health and your mental health and your level of joy compared to what it was before. You've done that. You have already manifested. And that's the part when people say, you know, we are natural manifestors. And when you're sitting, you know, feeling disempowered or in debt or whatever, and it's like easy for you to say natural manifestors, like, where's my cash? But we really want to kind of back up for a second and go, manifestation is just really the art of creating something different. And then I like to also focus on that part of spiritual guidance, you know, being guided by your soul, being guided by life, by your spirit team, seeing synchronicities, your intuition. Again, we'll get to that in a second. But the actual part of manifesting is the art of creating something different from where you are now. So the part, as I'm saying, there's that part practical and part magical. The part practical is the physical things you need to do to shift. If somebody wants to create, you know, more health, but they're not willing to change anything in their life, including their diet or how much they exercise or whatever's going on, they can't expect source, spirit, the universe to just come in and rapidly change your life for you. That's not the way it works. So we're starting with the very practical, right? Manifestation is making change. If you start going on a 20-minute walk every day or an hour workout or whatever it is that floats your boat, if you start making a change, you are going to start manifesting new results. So it is really the art of change. The universe doesn't come in and do more than you, meaning if you're not moving your own needle forward, the universe can't step in and do more. So we've talked about this recently on the show, where the universe wants to see spirit in general, the energies want to see that you care equally about your transformation as much as you want them to, right? Or spirit to, or the life. You want the new car, but what are you willing to do to move yourself in that direction yourself? So there is a very practical part. And so if you are new to manifestation, or you've got sort of over your head with all the energetics, we want to stop and go, okay, what are 10 things I can do to move myself forward toward my goal? If your goal is to feel more calm and joy in your life, and it's a more like energetic goal, what can you do? What makes you feel calm? What makes you feel more joy? How can you start to look after yourself more and create intentionally more peace, more exercise, more nature, more stillness? You need to do that, right? So you need to start taking actions. They don't have to be actions that cost $100,000 or take 5 hours a day every day. We want to just remember, it's not outside of you. It's about taking the action inside your life to just move yourself forward. And I like to say that micro actions create macro results. And I could get heavily into this. I should probably just do a whole episode on it, but there's so many levels to why this is true. If you think of habit stacking, if you think of atomic habits, like that type of thing, little things compound over time to create big results. And then energetically, your soul, your spirit team, source sees you taking action and goes, oh, they're actually deliberately creating this for themselves. Let's swoop in and help. They are moving the needle forward. Now that calls the universe to rush in and guide you. So I've used this example lately where if you showed up to help a friend move and the friend's like, can you help me move? You're like, totally. You show up, you've got like snacks and, you know, ready to go. And they're just chilling on a lawn chair, watching a YouTube video on their phone. And you start moving their lamp and their stuff. And you're going like, are you going to help? And it's like, no, I thought you'd do it. You'd very quickly be like, bro, dude, whoever it is, even if it's your own kid, you're like, I'm helping you move. You don't just chill on a lawn chair and expect me to do everything. That's not how it works, right? So that's very much the same. Is like you have to move your own boxes as well. And then people want to help you. The universe wants to help you. That's how energy works. So first and foremost, the very practical part is like you got to be taking actions. So what does your soul call you to do right now? What do you feel intuitively led to do? What are some good ideas? If you're wanting more mental health, you know, what types of things make you feel more mentally well? Is it hiring a mentor, reading self-help books, creating moments of stillness, right? If you want to make more money in your business, where can you start trying new things? Put out a workshop, talk about your services. There's that very practical part. We have to move us forward. So now there's also the magical part, and there's so much we're going to get into in this episode. We're still only scratching the surface, but the magical part is the part that is deeply connected to our soul and our purpose and why we're here. So the purpose in this aspect, I'm not talking about a job. I'm talking about the whole point of why you're here as a human and what your soul has intended for you. And we have this predestined, not predestined moment to moment every single day, but we came here for big things. You came here for big transformation, or you wouldn't have been drawn to self-growth, to things like manifestation, astrology, human design, like angel cards, all this stuff that you're interested in. It's because you're an old soul and you came here for big transformation on a much deeper level. That's what your soul intended for you. So that's why you struggled a lot in the first half or first 20 years of your life. You struggled deeply, you've had your rock bottoms, and you've never given up. You continue to overcome. That's because that's literally what you're here for. There's so many people in this life that are not interested in self-growth or are not self-aware at all. And that's just because they're younger souls. You've been there too. I've been there too. There's no judgy about that. And you can also stop, you know, beating your head against the wall when some people in your life may not wake up or may not become more self-aware. Just learn to love them. Guide them with your light. But if they're really not biting, it's just because they're a younger soul and they're not quite ready for that. But you are. And you came here for massive transformation. So when you set out to manifest, to change your life, when you're like, that's it, line in the sand, I am manifesting more joy, more abundance, more success in my life in whatever way, your soul goes like, oh, yes, they're awakening to their magical, deliberate creator ability and why they're really here. So this may be the first time you're realizing that, or maybe you've already known that your soul came here for big things, or you've known that, but you haven't really known that. This is why you're drawn to this work. This is why you don't give up. And the best thing you can do is continue to move forward with self-growth, with this manifestation work, because it's literally why you're here. But back to the magic. So as you start moving your own boxes, as you open up, you'll be led on a growth and transformation journey. And I'm going to get to that even more in a second too. So when you do, your soul goes, yes. Your spirit team's like, yes. They're remembering. Your loved ones in heaven, your spirit team, any angels, whatever it is that you connect to, whether you realize it or not, all of them start going like, oh, they're on board. And as you are drawn more to spirituality or energetics or just something more, then you get more able to utilize and notice and engage with the magic. So the magic then comes in. First of all, there's law of attraction, which isn't really magic. It's just a universal law. But what it states is like attracts like. So as you create change, the law of attraction brings you new things that mimic or match what it is that you've been putting out. So if you go, that's it, I'm manifesting more health. And you're like, okay, what can I do? I'm going to start walking. And just you start maybe even like writing out intentions or visualizing. As you do that, you're moving in the right direction. So law of attraction kicks in, although it's always working, but it comes in and starts bringing you things that match that openness, that desire for change. So maybe a certain fitness app comes into your experience, or a friend, or a certain type of exercise, or a supplement, or the inspiration to start going on more walks, or, you know, it could be anything. It could be even, you know, a mentor that helps you with healing the resistance you have or what you've been, you know, carrying in your body or whatever. Basically, key players, tools, breakthroughs, new direction comes forward as you start stepping out into the path. And part of that is just simply law of attraction. You will always attract back to you, not just what you want, but who you are being. So all of these things are so important and foundational when it comes to manifestation, because who we are being is truly what attracts back, or what the feedback system is bouncing off of. It's not just what we say we want. And it's not just the affirmations that we say, or, you know, the one positive vibe we had. It's truly who we are being, and especially who we're being in relation to our goals. So law of attraction, even in that moving example, when I'm sitting back, not moving my own boxes, all of a sudden the people around me start having resistance to helping me, and then they want to step back and not move any boxes. Like, that's law of attraction in real time, right? So the law of attraction comes in, but then also, as I said, the universe, in quotes, God, spirit, source, your angels, your guides, all those aspects that I'm talking about, they come in and help you in divine, synchronistic, and beautifully magical ways. And this is when we're seeing angel numbers nonstop, or you're seeing your butterfly sign or whatever it is constantly, or, you know, you just thought about like a certain thing and then it appears on Facebook, or someone recommends something to you. Or there's been times when I'm like, I could really use one of these. And then my kid's like, oh, I bought you this candle today. I'm like, I just said yesterday I needed new candles. Like, that's such a small example, but those are where synchronicities come in and you truly start feeling more quote unquote in alignment, because you are in line with your goal. That is the process of manifestation, getting into alignment with your goal, and then the magic comes in to help you move forward quickly. So the magic, as I say, is the spirit team, is the energies, is source spirit, your soul, actually helping to move the pieces so that key players come into your life, and so that, you know, you have these breakthroughs, so that you basically align with the elements that you're quote unquote supposed to align with. Again, there's so much to this. If you don't align, even if your whole life goes by and you never find that, it's actually okay because your soul still learns. But that's what makes us even more eager, is like, you can succeed. You can manifest. Like, succeed, I don't mean material. I mean within yourself, fullest expression of who you are. You can do that or not. Either way, your soul grows, your spirit team still loves you. But for me, that lights a fire under my ass to be like, nope, we're using free will. This is the lifetime. We're doing it. I don't care what it takes. Like, that's my energy, is like, we are doing the thing. And when you get into that zone of like, yes, I don't know how, but I am creating the abundance, the health, the vitality, the success that I'm meant for. I may not know at all right now how, but I am willing. I am open. I am starting to take micro actions, anything I can think of, little things that move me forward. You will be guided from that place. And this is like the analogy of the GPS. If you have an end destination in your GPS, so this is like writing out an intention or having a goal, you know where you want to get to, the universe is guiding you through your intuition, through synchronicities, through key players and ideas and things that come up. But even with a GPS, you have to actually leave the driveway to start getting your next guidance, right? So you leave the driveway and then it will say, turn left in 200 meters or whatever. But if you just sit in the driveway, there's no new guidance coming forward. So this is why in manifestation, we have to continue moving forward and taking steps, and then you are guided. And sometimes there might be something where I'm like, I want to get healthier. And then I kind of have this inspiration like, ooh, maybe I'll try a Pilates class or whatever. And then I go to a class and it might feel great, or I might hate it. I love Pilates, but I might go like, that was awesome. Or I might go like, nope, not for me. Either way, we're being guided, right? Like, U-turn or turn left, turn right. So as we venture out, we start discovering what works and what doesn't. As I actually started my business and I started going live on Facebook and created a website and started putting offers out there way back in the day, like 8 years ago or more, as I started doing that, I discovered things that really worked and things that really didn't, not just for success, but what felt good within me. Because I kept venturing out, right? So as I kept going, there was some things that I'm like, this does not work. Other things I'm like, oh, I love doing this. And over time, I've morphed and shifted and changed and released what hasn't worked, acted on new ideas, and my business keeps building and building. It's the same with you and the same with your desires. So we have to actually leave the driveway. We have to just think of like, what are 10 micro actions I can do, and just doing one. And you walking out on the path, you will become guided. Again, through your inspirations, you'll get an idea. A friend will recommend a book that you read and then it shifts something and you have a breakthrough, or you act on something and it really moves you forward, or you get an intuitive nudge. There's lots of ways life is guiding you to that higher outcome, but we have to actually get out onto the road. So with manifestation, you start taking action and then start to watch how you're guided, what works, what doesn't work. So it's about incrementally creating shifts. It's about incrementally getting to almost like your upper limit. And then we'll notice like, oh, there's resistance here, which will call us into the growth work. We overcome some of those blocks, and then we bust forward and manifest at a new level. We're constantly busting through into our new level. So when I talk about the goo phase, a lot of times in the goo phase, we're really hungry. We're almost like we become, through the goo phase, we become willing to do whatever it takes. And we start going like, I'm 2 feet in, like, let's friggin' do this. I'm open and willing to shift. And that is the place where we are totally willing. We're on the precipice of something huge. And that is the place where we actually do shift. That's why I created this weekend. If you're ready for the shift, that's what we're doing, literally taking you from where you were into that next expression of who you are, your next level of magnetism. And that's what manifestation is this constant, incremental upgrade. And it's not constant like hustle. It's just you're always expanding, you're growing, you're going, huh, I've reached an upper limit. Why do I keep sabotaging here? Okay. Or a lot of stuff has been coming up lately around this. Or I thought I dealt with this, but I keep seeing this looping pattern. These are all things that will happen as you're on the journey of manifestation. So this brings me into, you know, really explaining and then moving on. I'm going to move on to the be, do, have model, which is really important for manifestation as well. And in this creating shifts, it's like we're constantly releasing resistance. So if you feel resistant, if you feel like you don't know what's blocking you, if you feel unclear on your next level, if you feel like you take one step forward and two steps back, or if you just feel stuck, it's just calling you to chill for a second, breathe. Well, come to the shift weekend, but chill for a second, breathe, and just continue taking those incremental upgrades. Become open and willing for guidance. You know, inquire with your intuition. You know, what is my next step? What is something I could do for myself? You know, I wouldn't ask what's wrong with me, and I wouldn't even ask what's blocking me or what am I doing wrong? Those are really not great questions to ask because your mind hops in and goes, I will tell you what you're doing wrong. But when it comes to spirit and your intuition and your soul, asking what is my next step? What am I doing right? You know, where can I go next for success? That type of thing is a much better question. So we're constantly shifting, releasing resistance, and basically releasing the blocks that we have, because this is the other part that's really important to understand with manifestation. I truly believe, and spirit shows me, that as we naturally are, like who we are, who you are, is enough, is valid, is worthy, and has everything that you need to manifest what you want. You already have it. You already have the code of the universe inside you. You already have the blueprint of the butterfly. You already have the potential and everything that you need within you. And this journey of quote unquote manifesting is less about getting somewhere. It is about taking little micro actions and inspiration and even sometimes huge actions as you feel led. There is a moving forward element, but most of it is releasing what you're not, releasing the disbelief that you can, releasing anything that tells you you're unworthy or incapable or not smart enough, pretty enough, beautiful enough, magnetic enough, lovable enough. Maybe you feel too fucked up. Maybe you feel like you can't pull through. Maybe you feel like you've been let down or you can't trust others or, you know, life is stacked against you. All these things are valid and, you know, come from the human experience. And they need to be dissolved to reveal who you truly are and your true magnetism. So the mojo and the magnetism you're looking for is not outside yourself. It actually comes from releasing what you're not, rather just than trying to always be new, right? Because you don't need to change. We don't need to change you. You're amazing. It's actually more about releasing what you're not, releasing what people have told you you are, or what they've told you your limitations are, or what you've believed about yourself. That's where your true forward momentum comes. And I was just explaining this to a client just this morning, how the farther I go into like the growth and the healing and the transformation, and the more, you know, magnetic I am and money I make and success and change and all this stuff, like the more wise I get, the more I realize, fuck, it's been in me the whole time. I just haven't known that. Because I was bullied, I was abandoned, I've been betrayed, I've been shown over and over in my early life how not worth it I was, or how different I was, or, you know, bullied for my body and all these different things that led me with very low self-worth, very low confidence. That was more the quote unquote problem, because I didn't have a willpower problem, I had a self-love problem. I didn't have a motivation problem, I had a self-love problem. So when we don't love ourselves and know of our power, we sabotage and we don't believe in ourselves and we back out because of fear and we don't go for it because we don't know what we're capable of. So in this manifestation journey, you'll notice resistance comes up, and don't spend all of your time in just always action, action, action. Make sure that you're growing through what you go through. Growing through what you've been through, healing what you've been through. So this is going to bring me to the be, do, have. And this is so important for manifestation. So most people are operating through the idea of, when I have the thing I want, then I'm going to do the stuff that I want to do, and then I'm going to be happy. So when I have the money, then I will go on all the vacations, and then I'll be happy. When I have the soulmate, then I'll do the things that I've been waiting to do until I have a mate, and then I'll be happy. If I have health, then I'm going to exercise, and then I'll be confident. And that is backwards. It makes sense to our ego, but it's backwards. So what we really want to focus on is be, do, have. Is first we have to be that version of ourselves. We have to start to embody higher frequencies. This is where we have to learn how to feel the frequency of abundance before we have all the dollars in our bank account. P.S. If you go like, how do I do that? There is an episode not that long ago, only like within a couple months, that says like, how do I be abundant if I'm not abundant? Something like that. Because this is the tricky point in self-growth. And this is where most of my clients, you know, a lot of the work we do is that shift of becoming that version of yourself before you have the thing. So that is manifestation. When you learn to be the version of you, again, it's not about changing, but like the feelings you want to feel, being that version of you first, then the things you want are magnetically attracted to you, law of attraction. Your soul also comes in and is like, hallelujah, you know, you've discovered who you truly are. So what that really looks like in real life is, I want you to ask yourself with your manifestations, if I had the money, if I had the health, just think of the couple top things that you really want, how would I feel? What would that give me? So with me, I used to think, when I have the money, if someone's like, you know, what would I be doing if I had the money? My head just goes to the like Amazon carts and the vacations booked and the retreats booked. And like, I'd just be buying shit left, right, and center is like what it kind of felt like. But actually when I went deeper and it was like, no, but how will I feel? Okay. So when I am in overflowing abundance, how am I going to feel? And I remember my, you know, my list, and I can, obviously this is still what I focus on, but it would be like, I would feel freedom. I would feel relief. I would feel confidence. I would feel, like a lack of fear and scarcity. Okay. So a lot of it is, I'd feel relief. I'd feel freedom. Let's just go with those. Okay. So how can I start to create more relief and more freedom in my life now? And it doesn't even have to necessarily do with money. So me, I'm a freedom seeker. It's one of my core values. It's kind of behind every single thing, like my successful business, what will it give me? My, you know, most vital body, what will it give me? A lot of it is like freedom, freedom, freedom. So how can I create more freedom? And I went to work on this a couple years ago for real. I was like, what makes me feel freedom? Okay. And I realized my schedule was way too packed and I had no freedom in my days. And I'm a human design reflector. I'm also an empath. Like I need freedom to be and to flow. I need freedom to go to the beach in the middle of the day and just sit there. I need the freedom to like do yoga in my day and make a healthy lunch. And like, I need that. So I started creating more and more freedom in my life in all of these other ways. Okay, my schedule freedom. I started thinking like, what makes me feel free? Well, when I go to the beach and I put my arms open and my face is to the sun and I feel the wind, in that moment, I feel free. Road trips make me feel free. Paying my bills on time makes me feel like, yes, like almost like an emotional freedom. There's lots of different things. I've made many lists on what makes me feel free, right? Also, like in my mind, how can I feel a bit more free in my mind? And so sometimes if I had a huge to-do list, I'd write them all out so that my mind could free up some space. So I felt a little bit less, you know, constantly busy in my mind. So that goes on and on. But really thinking about with your manifestation, what is it going to make you feel? And how can you start doing more of that now? There's no way to escape this step. No matter what manifestation teacher, if they have any results in their own life, if they're legit, they're going to say something along these lines. Whether, you know, it's big gurus, Wayne Dyer or Gabby Bernstein or whoever, it's the same message, is we have to learn to be it and then life responds to us. So be, do, have is when I be that version of me. And it doesn't have to be fully. It's like when I be freedom, I know that's not proper English, but when I be freedom, I do freedom-y things. So when I'm actually trying to embody the frequency of freedom, I will go do, like I'll go on a little self road trip for the day, or I book a week off work where I get to just flow, or I create more space in my calendar. I do those things, then I get to have what I want. Because when I'm in that freedom state, I'm attracting more things to me that make me feel free, law of attraction. When you are feeling freedom, even if I'm just at the beach, my bank account hasn't changed, I open my arms, my face is to the sky, and I feel the sun on my face, and I take a big breath, and I'm like, right now, there's a part of me that just feels free. Or I'm dancing around and I feel free, in that moment, the law of attraction is reorganizing life to bring you more things that make you feel free, aka money. So it's really, again, half practical, half magical, right? But this is why we have to be that version of us first. And one more time for clarity, it doesn't mean everything different, because I'm not without triggers. I'm not without moments of being like, ah, this feels stuck, or, you know, I don't understand why I feel roadblocked here. But it's more about leaning into, how do I want to feel? How can I incrementally be that version of me? What types of habits does she have? What types of routines? How does she invest in herself? How does she move herself forward? Is she reading books? Is she hiring mentors, joining programs? Is she doing yoga? Is she doing, you know, weightlifting? Is she creative writing, doing crafts? Like, what does that version do? The version of me that's in overflowing abundance and feeling free, aside from all the shit in my Amazon cart. Like, how am I being? How do I brush my teeth? How do I take care of myself? It's actually much more simple than we think. And as we start to do that, we magnetically attract toward us more things that match that vibration. That is how we start to truly manifest. So be, do, have. Be that version of you. Take sips of energy of that version of you. Do the things that she does or that they do. Do the things that that version of you, 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, when you have motherfucking transformed that area of your life, what types of things did she do? How does she look after herself? Again, how does she spend her money? How does she fuel her body? How do they make sure they're moving forward? Start to do those things, those incremental upgrades, and you will start to manifest. You will start to have what it is you want like wildfire. It'll start to come in because you're lifting your own boxes. So the last thing that I want to say here, when we're talking about manifestation, it's important to be constantly nurturing these three different aspects of your goal. So again, I want you to pull up something that you want and that you desire into your mind's eye so we can go through this in real time. So number one, it's continuously nurturing and focusing on that being. So who is the version of me that has that thing, that is feeling mentally free? And some people, if you're a beginner or, you know, whatever it is, you may go like, I have no idea. Start discovering, start asking yourself. There's lots of episodes here on the show about quantum manifestation, and that's where we're accessing that version of us. So asking yourself, and if you're a member of On the Path, we go deep into this in the quantum work. But who is the version of me that has already manifested this goal? And how can I be her, be them a little bit more each day? Just a little bit more optimistic, a little bit more self-loving, a little bit more free-flowing, a little bit more devoted to my health or to my goals or whatever. And then the doing. So there is that aspect of what incremental upgrades can I make? What, you know, changes, what shifts, what steps can I take? How can I lift my own boxes? And then there is the growth assignment. And this is a part I don't really hear other manifestation teachers ever really talking about. And I think it's a massive missing piece. It was for me and for my clients. So with that goal that you want, I want you to think, what is this asking me to step into growth-wise? Like self-healing, self-growth, personal transformation-wise. So for example, if you're wanting to start a business or wanting to get more clients in your business, maybe there's a growth assignment in there that is asking you to be more confident, to get like out and online, to show up, to go live, and that scares you because it's about confidence or what if they judge me or something like that. If you're wanting more money, it could be, again, same confidence to ask for the raise at your job or raise your rates in your business or approach the potential client with an offer. That may take confidence, bravery, clarity, whatever. So everything that we desire is pulling us through some growth. And that's because your soul came here for massive transformation. We don't just get what we want out of nowhere. It is a self-growth journey. So I'll use the example, if somebody wants to get healthier, the growth assignment behind that would be looking at what has made you quote unquote unhealthy. Is it about binge eating or excessive alcohol or just feeling disconnected from your body? Maybe you procrastinate or put off exercise. This isn't in judgment. We're actually just looking, right? Like if I'm $100,000 in debt and I want money, I have to go like, okay, what has made me in debt? You know, am I overspending? So same thing. So say you want more health. We're looking at like, why did you reject your health in the first place? Or how can you come home to self-care, to learning to love your body, to nourishing your body? What are the blocks around why you feel that you don't want to give yourself health and vitality in some way? If it's something like binge eating or binge drinking or whatever, it's like, why, what is going on in there that I need to cope so much, that I need to binge? So I know this is a little bit heavier, but that's the growth work. And I know you're not afraid of the growth work. If you're like me, you've probably been going to counselors and therapists and shit since you were like, I've been going since I was in high school. I am not afraid of my stuff. I know that I need to work through my own stuff in order to get to where I want. And I have a feeling that you know that too on some level, right? So your manifestations are also calling you through growth. And in some ways, this is part of exactly what your soul signed up for. Not even in some ways, it is actually healing and growing through things. So you may feel like you want to manifest, but you just don't trust the universe. And so you're never getting signs and you're not getting what you feel that you want or the universe showing up for you. There might be a root under there of distrust. Maybe you have trust issues because you've been let down, because you've had traumas or parents that didn't come through for you. So that's going to ask you to heal, to grow through. And that's why I always say grow through what you go through, because you have quote unquote blocks within you because of what you've experienced. So do I. For me to show up online or to show my face or to be with people, I had to heal so much of the shame of being bullied for my body and feeling disgusting and all this because I was terrified people are going to judge me. People are going to turn against me. People are going to betray me because of my abandonment, right? So as I stand into business, I've been doing this for years now, but especially when I initially showed up, I was terrified. I had to go through so much self-worth work because I came from a wounded state where I was terrified of being abandoned. So not trying to get all into my dirty laundry, but just to show you, we're all humans, we're on the journey, and what you desire is asking you to heal and grow through some things. So that's why we can't avoid, you know, at least being aware of the healing work or reprogramming the brain. You don't have to become a master, but understanding. Okay, so manifestation's not just about writing it out and hoping the universe delivers. It's literally a process. So starting to sum all this up as we end this episode, manifestation is the art of transformation. It's the art of transforming one or more or all areas of your life, shedding what you're not, stepping into more magnetism, more success, more abundance, more freedom. It's part practical, part magical. The practical aspect is that doing. And this is where we're taking actions, where we're asking ourselves, like, what can I do today to feel better? It's asking ourselves, you know, what are my manifestations going to give me? How am I going to feel when I have them? And how can I start creating more of those feelings now? That kicks in the law of attraction in your favor, where you start attracting more toward you of like more solutions, more clarity, more synchronicities, more abundance. Then you start getting more of that guidance, like the GPS in the driveway. Then you're guided left, right. Maybe a mentor comes into your life. They're like, oh my God, I got to work with them. Or like I said, a book changes your life, a course, you know, self-inquiry, you have a breakthrough. That all that stuff comes to you as you venture out on the path. Remembering, it's about continuously releasing the lack of self-worthiness, the distrust, the abandonment, healing through things, releasing your, you know, the stuff that gunks you up, your energy, to reveal who you truly are, the soul you are, the magical being before the traumas, before the incidences that changed your life. You were a magical, magnetic being that was a blank slate. And we are meant to go through the things we've been through, and we're also meant to transcend our suffering and fucking rise. That is the process of awakening, the process of manifestation. It's all of it. So continue releasing, continue healing, continue growing through what you go through to become an energetic match for that which you want. Because as soon as you start matching that energy, you start experiencing more freedom, feeling better even before you have the things. You start like rapid speed manifesting more of what you want. And then asking yourself in this journey of manifestation, who am I being in regards to what I want, but just even in general, who am I being? Am I being negative, closed, pessimistic, low self-esteem? You know, who am I being? Take inventory without guilt, without shame, just inventory. What am I doing in relation to my goal? Am I lifting my own boxes? Am I taking any action toward my goals? Where can I start to take action? That often when you double down, not even double down in hustle, but when you really start taking action, then you start gaining more clarity and then you start really picking it up. So where can I start taking little actions that have big results? And then what is this ultimately calling me to step into? What is this calling me to transcend? And it's probably going to be low self-confidence or low self-worth or trust in yourself, belief in yourself. It's going to ask you to, you know, enhance your self-care, maybe let go and surrender a little bit, letting go of control because maybe you tend to grip on in life. Whatever it is, there's a growth assignment behind it. And this is where it truly comes into play and becomes you become magnetic and your manifestations start coming to you quickly. So I hope that that helped. I hope there are some good nuggets in there that you can really take forward in your manifestation journey. And if you're looking to do the work in real time, you want that support on how to actually implement this stuff into your life on a very day-to-day basis, I invite you over to On The Path. That is a private, it's my other podcast. It's a private podcast community that every week you're getting weekly assignments. There's deep dives. It has my entire methodology as trainings on a podcast. So audio that you can obviously listen to. And we break down the work in such tangible bite-sized pieces. If that sounds like what you need, I invite you over there. At the time of recording, it's just $27 a month. You can come for as long as you want. You can cancel at any time. We have monthly challenges, weekly assignments. It is the place to be to stay on the path. And then I also, of course, welcome you into The Shift, a self-growth weekend. You will not forget all about permanent change, raising your vibration, gaining clarity, shedding what you're not, stepping into that new identity. It's going to be a weekend that you won't forget. It's going to change you. So powerful. I can't wait to see you there. Okay, Seeker, that's it for today. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for joining me. Love you lots. See you soon. Hey Seeker, thanks so much for tuning in. Before you go, I want to let you know about The Bedtime Ritual. This is a brand new book that I've created that is a 100-day journey of evening journal prompts. The Bedtime Ritual is a perfect tool for bringing in more intentional reflection, self-care, me time, manifestation, all in just one prompt per evening. I know you're going to love The Bedtime Ritual. The link is below and you can find it on Amazon.